Well, in this difficult time, there's a man by the name of Mattathias, all right? He was an old man, all right? He was an old guy, all right? And Mattathias, he was a priest. So Mattathias was trying to live a life, all right, that was honoring unto God. He was trying to follow the revelation, the law that was available at his point in time. So as Mattathias is trying to be obedient, all right, the day came when him and his five sons, they were forced out of Jerusalem, and they moved into like the northern, the about 12 miles or so northwest of Jerusalem, all right? And in this little town, they thought they were going to be safe, but the forces of Antiochus eventually caught up with them, all right? And so they grabbed the old man, and they basically said, what we need you to do, we need you to sacrifice this pig on this altar, and then we need you to eat it, eat the meat, all right? This old man who said, you know what? I know my God. I know what he has called me to do. And he says, no, I'm not going to do it, all right? There was this man who was also in that, who was there, this Jewish guy. He said, you know what? He says, I will compromise. I will sacrifice this pig. Okay, and he went up and he started to do it. Mattathias and the guy who compromised, we don't know his name. All right? All we know is he's in the story, but we don't know his name, all right? Mattathias was so enraged, all right? This old man, what did he do? He had a weapon, he took that man's life, and then the guard, the soldiers that belonged to Antiochus, he killed some of them as well, all right? That started a rebellion. So Mattathias and his five sons, they went even further into the wilderness, and they were hiding, and they started a rebellion. They formed a little army. Now, as an old man, this is about 167 now, Mattathias, he dies. So he transfers the leadership of this little band to his second son. His name is Judah the Maccabee. All right, Maccabee means. I know what it means. Yeah, I know you know what it means. What does Maccabee mean? Names are important. Maccabee means hammer. All right. So his name, all right. So Judah the Maccabee, okay, so Judah the Hammer, all right, he takes over the leadership of the rebellion of this little band of Jewish people who were determined to be obedient, who were determined to live their lives, okay, according to the Torah, the first five books, all right? Now, from 167 to 164, there is this rebellion. And over the course of 3 years, you have this Judah and this army, all right? They're basically like terrorists, all right? So it really depends who wins the war is what the story looks like, all right? So they were, according to Antiochus, they were terrorists. They would attack. And eventually, we see Judah and his army being successful. You know, we're talking a few hundred people, all right, destroying a huge army, a huge king, all right? I want to tell you one more story about Antiochus, just to give you an idea how nasty this guy was, all right? And then I'll tell you a little bit about what God did in the midst of this. There are also in 2 Maccabees, there's this story about a woman, her name is Hannah, and she had seven sons, all right? Hannah and her seven sons. It's an incredible story. It's a horrific story. It's gut-wrenching, all right? But it's something you need to read, you need to pay attention to. Hannah and her seven sons. The oldest one, King Antiochus has a conversation with this family. They all come together, and Antiochus says to this, her oldest son, what you need to do is you need to compromise, you need to sacrifice a pig, you need to eat the meat, and then you and your family will be okay. He says, no way. He says, I'm going to live by the Torah. I'm not going to compromise, all right? Well, you know, Antiochus was not pleased with that, all right? You know, I mean, hey, can you imagine? I'm the king. You're supposed to listen to me, all right? Well, this is what Antiochus, they had done. His tongue was cut out, all right? So now he can't yell. His hands and his feet were cut off. So now this young man is not able to move, all right? In addition to that, they removed part of the skin, the outer layer of skin on his body, all right? So what does that do? That causes the nerve endings to be exposed. So the pain that this individual felt was just beyond measure, okay? Then the king Antiochus, being really, really upset, okay, they put this young guy in a cauldron of oil, all right? Now, his mother and his six other brothers are watching this, all right? Now, how does the story end? Well, the next five brothers, and they went from oldest to youngest, went through the same process. And each one of them, as it was his turn, said, you know what? I would rather serve my God and die than compromise. All right? Now it's time for the seventh son. And we see his mother, it's written, and basically she said to him, she says, whatever you do, don't compromise. Whatever you do, all right, serve the God of Israel. Don't quit. Don't give up on him. All right, that's what the mother was pleading with her son, her seventh son. Antiochus said to him, I'll give you gold. I'll give you silver. I'll give you a position in society where you will be a man of influence. You will no longer have to suffer. So we have these two thoughts. And this seventh son, he said, King, stick it. Basically what he said, all right? He said, I'm going to follow my God, all right? I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to compromise. I may die, I may suffer, but I would rather die and suffer and die serving my God than be disobedient and serving you. Well, you know what? He suffered greatly, and he died too. And then his mother, Hannah, she lost her life. All right? There was an incredible price in this 3-year period. If you wanted to follow God, it was an incredible price to pay. Well, as you know, God, he is faithful. He is faithful to those who serve him, all right? He is faithful to his promises. Well, as the story goes, Judah and his little army had the privilege of defeating the Seleucid king, Antiochus IV, all right? They destroyed his army. And then what happened? They went up to Jerusalem. They reestablished the worship of God at the temple, all right? That's the miracle of Hanukkah, all right? That's the miracle. Some people might say that the miracle of Hanukkah was that this bottle of oil that was only supposed to last for one day lasted for 8 days. That's just tradition. That's a story, all right? The miracle of Hanukkah is that God was faithful to this small band of people who said, we are not going to compromise. We're not going to give up. We are going to serve our God. And if we have to die, then we die. But we're not going to go to the other side. All right? And God enabled Judah and his little army to recapture the temple and to start worshiping God again. Okay? Now, remember, in that period of time, they're under the Mosaic covenant. All right? Jesus, when he came to Jerusalem, okay? When Jesus came to Jerusalem, this is now approximately 200 years after Antiochus. All right? So in the Jewish mind, what happened in the days of Antiochus, this is still a fresh memory. This is almost like if I was talking to my brother back there. All right? You know, slavery in America is still fresh in the hearts and the minds of black people. All right? You know, I'm sure there are some of the older folks who they can go back and they can say, you know what? I had grandparents who were slaves. I had parents and brothers and sisters who suffered greatly. So within the heart and minds of black people, that suffering, it is still fresh. All right? Well, when Jesus came to Jerusalem, all right, the ideas of that surrounded Hanukkah, they were still fresh in the hearts and the minds of my Jewish people. That's why we see in the Gospel of John, when he starts talking to the people in John chapter 10, and when he says, I and the Father are one, that's why they pick up these stones and they're saying, you know what? Antiochus, that despicable person. You know, let's get rid of this person now. All right? So they're thinking, I understand it. I understand it. But as far as their thinking was wrong. All right? They just didn't understand who Jesus was. They weren't looking at the miracles. They weren't looking at the message. They didn't know about those promises from the Word of God. When it talks about how the Messiah is going to come and what he's going to do and how he's going to live and on and on and on and on. All right? So it makes sense. All right? Now, how does this apply to us? I think this applies to us in a couple of ways. First, we all need to be students of the Bible. All right? You need to know the scriptures inside and out. All right? Why? Here's one reason why. When things get tough, you will be able to stand upon the promises that Jesus made. All right? In Daniel chapter 11, verses 1 to 35, it's prophetic and it's answered. It's done. All right? And we can see how in the midst of that horrific time, how faithful God was. It wasn't easy, but God was still faithful to what he promised. In verse 36 in Daniel chapter 11, that starts talking, there's a reference there to the Antichrist. All right? And if you read in Daniel chapter 11, verses 36 on, you will notice what's being described there is much different than what we read in the first 35 verses. All right? Now, if what came true in the first 35 verses, if that came to pass, we know what follows will also come to pass. So it is good for you to be informed. It is good for you to have an idea as to what is going on so you're not caught sleeping. So when trouble comes to our society, to our world, you're not going to be saying, wow, what happened? Where did this trouble come from? You know, why does everybody hate me now because I believe in Jesus? You know, you need to know about this, all right? So the first thing why this is important to you is prophecy, all right? You need to know that. And the second thing is exactly what I just described, all right? When times get difficult, if you know your God, if you know the Lord that you serve, all right, you will not fade away. You will not compromise, all right? I want to be like Hannah and her sons. I want to be like Judah the Maccabee. I want to be counted as being faithful, all right? This isn't about my comfort. This isn't about your comfort. This is about the light of Jesus shining in us and through us. And as I look around this little church, guess what? There's a lot of people in this community who aren't here, all right? There's a lot of space here. And why aren't they here? Because they don't know the Lord, all right? And the Lord wants to use you and you and you to bring his message to them, all right? And that's why we need to go and tell them.